In California, two huge fires continue to burn a week after they started. The Woolsey Fire in the south is more than halfway contained, but private boats are ferrying in supplies to some of the coastal areas affected. And in Thousand Oaks, funerals are still delayed for some of the victims of the Country Bar shooting a week ago, as mourners are displaced outside the town. In the north, the Camp Fire, the most destructive in state history, is still burning. Colleges in Sacramento and San Francisco, miles away, are closed because of air quality. Cadaver dogs are searching for remains in Butte County in the north, where at least 56 people have died. Teams of National Guardsmen are going house to destroyed house. After every search, they huddle with a chaplain. Authorities have released the names of about 100 people who are missing, but say they're only releasing names in batches so detectives aren't overwhelmed by calls from relatives. And there will be more names. This morning, the Butte County Sheriff's Office said the number of missing has risen to above 300. The town of Paradise, as we know, is devastated by the fire. Thousands of people lost homes and businesses. Survivors are scattered since shelters are full. Many have set up a tent city in the Walmart in neighboring Chico. Well, today we want to zoom in on the story of one man from Paradise who was able to escape and now has to try to bring his flock back together. Sam Walker joins us now. He's pastor of both the First Baptist Church and the congregation Harei Yeshua in Paradise. Pastor Sam, you say you didn't get any official call to evacuate Paradise when the fire broke out. You heard an evacuation order on a police scanner online. Just take us back Thursday morning, 7 a.m. What was it like getting out?
Well, I had to go get my mom and dad, who hasn't been able to get out of bed for the last 2 years. We had to load him in a truck.
Oh, boy.
And while we were doing that, it had gotten so dark that all of the lights were clicking on, all the lights that normally come on at night. And you could hear in the distance propane tanks just exploding in the distance.
Well, and now you're in this flow of traffic. We've been hearing about this. You know, it's a former old gold mining camp. There's, I think, three roads on the ridge where you lived.
Yes.
You're noticing people trying to flee, driving on one side of the road. And you said, mm-hmm. Wait a second, this has got to change.
Well, I had put my emergency blinkers on, you know, and I went down the other side of the road. And so I'm going like 60 miles an hour down the road while there's bumper-to-bumper traffic on the right side of the road. And I looked behind me, and there was a whole line of cars following me.
Down the wrong side,
And I hope by doing that, we took some of the traffic so people could move forward.
Yeah. It's harrowing. I mean, these stories are harrowing. But now, you know, the number of deaths... Have you lost anyone?
Yes. Yeah, we know for sure we've lost at least three people from the Messianic Jewish congregation. I lost a very close friend, though. They haven't released his name, but we do know that he's gone. And he was like a dad to me. And that's really hard because I felt like if I had just gone down his street and warned him somehow. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that I know is going to be hard for me the rest of my life.
Well, you know, I just want to ask you more about, you know, this friend, because we understand it was a very popular retirement place, this quirky, filled with character, former gold mining town. And there were a lot of older people there, you know, and I don't think you're going to be the only one wishing you'd gone by an older person's house. I mean, are you... anticipating that? I think, you know, it's going to be a lot of elderly who didn't make it out.
Oh, I know there's going to be many people that are going to feel that way. Yeah. I know there is. It, you know, it's a type of situation that you can't describe. I mean, I don't know. Very few people have lived through stuff like this. And you have survivor's guilt, too. You know, you're like, why am I here? Mm-hmm. Why is my family all here? Why are our churches still standing? Mm-hmm. You know? I don't know. You know, my house is gone, like so many others. I don't know what else to say about that.
There's nothing to say, although you're going to have to, because that's your job. You know, you're the pastor.
Yes.
Yep. And, you know, now people are scattered everywhere. And I'm sure that the community is going to want to come together when burials start. You know, are you... thinking of how do we, not just you, but the whole religious community, I mean, how do we, you know, are you thinking about that or maybe not yet?
Oh, yeah. You know, actually, I was the president of the ministerial ridge of the pastors up on the ridge. I just got elected to that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have hope. And as a pastor, I absolutely believe that there is something beyond this life. And, you know, I am going to be ready to talk to people and just encourage them and say, you're going to see your loved one again.
That's Sam Walker, pastor and pastor in and resident of, although displaced from, Paradise, California. Well, Sam, Pastor Walker, we wish you and your flocks the best.
Thank you so much, Robin.